文。To bring you Healthy Cooking with Macro Bao, where you can learn to cook for health and for taste. We have passionate chef Valerie Wilson here, and she's going to be talking about the energy of your food, cooking with the seasons, and how to ignite your taste buds. And this show is brought to you the first Thursday monthly from 1 to 2, and now for your host, Valerie Wilson. Hi, Val. How are you?
Hi, Penny. Doing really good. Well, welcome, everyone, to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. I am Chef Valerie Wilson, and I am sitting here in the beautiful state of Michigan, if you're listening from a different state. Happy 4th of July to everybody. I really wish it was a little bit warmer here. It's only about 60 degrees, but it's still summertime. So we get to go outside and enjoy the beautiful weather and the sunshine. Today's show, I am going to share with you one of my favorite desserts. It's my frozen chocolate peanut butter pie. Because not only do we celebrate the 4th of July in this month, we also celebrate my birthday. So I like to share in the month of my birthday one of my favorite recipes. And one of my favorite dessert combos is chocolate and peanut butter. And I know I'm not the only one out there who absolutely loves chocolate and peanut butter. So if you're listening to the radio show right now, remember that the last 20 minutes of the show, I talk live with people. You can call in. You can ask questions. Or maybe you just want to, you know, share something, you know, with me. I would love to hear from you. The phone number is 646-378-0378. I am a chef, I'm an author, and I'm also a counselor. I have been teaching cooking classes for 17 years now, and I've been in the food industry for 24 years, specialized in vegetarian, vegan, macrobiotic cooking. I changed my diet about 20 years ago, and I absolutely love being in the kitchen, creating new recipes, working with all these ingredients. It's basically my passion. I have come to realize through my 20 years experience of eating this way that the truth is observable. And when you start changing your eating habits, you will observe how truly wonderful you can actually feel. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Penny, the creator of this wonderful Body, Mind, Spirit radio show that I'm doing for you. She is also the lady who publishes the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, which is a really nice free magazine that you can pick up here in the local area. She has it at lots of different stores and health food stores. It's a wonderful magazine, and there's lots of interesting articles in there. And a lot of the other writers in the magazine also have radio shows on this same radio show, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. So make sure that you check that out. And every month I write the article that is the food of the month for the Body, Mind, Spirit magazine. So you can get the recipe there. You can also go on my website, macroval.com. The recipe is posted there. And if you're on Facebook, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Macro Val Food, where I actually posted pictures and step-by-step instructions on how to make this pie, so you can follow along. And while you're there, you can click on the like button, and then you'll be following me. I post a lot of pictures of recipes that I've created, new recipes I'm coming up with, and also my cooking classes. I list the cooking classes and the special events that I have upcoming. So that's a great way to stay connected with me. So I have a wonderful new announcement. I'm pretty excited about this. I also recently have created a Macro Val YouTube channel. I have been creating short little YouTube videos. They're like 3 minutes, 4 minutes long, where I talk about a lot of different health subjects. Like I give you the health benefits of peaches, or one of them, step-by-step instructions on kale and how to make kale chips. I also have some interesting ones there, like I answer the question, what is macrobiotics, right? Because everybody wants me to answer that question. I get asked that question all the time. So if you go to YouTube and you type in MacroVal, you will pull up all these videos that I've created. I have over 20 videos now. So just take a moment, and I would love to have some feedback on that. Also, let me know what you think, and also some suggestions. You know, I'm always out there teaching cooking classes, and I love getting questions from my students because that just puts me on a path to get more knowledge, you know, because the students always come up with the best questions, and then I have to go out there and, you know, come up with a wonderful answer for them. So at any time, if you watch one of my videos and you have a suggestion as to an upcoming video I could do, or you have a question that I could answer, I would love to hear from you. So today's show, again, is all about the food of the month, which is peanuts, and my recipe, frozen chocolate peanut butter pie, one of my favorites. Well, here it is, summertime. So summertime is when we can eat frozen, delicious desserts. When you eat as close to nature as possible, eat according to the seasons, you're basically getting back to eating the way our ancestors did a long time ago. I mean, if you think about it logically, our ancestors lived really close to Mother Earth, okay? They had no choice. They had to eat foods, whatever was available at that time or whatever. And they also ate energetically foods that would complement them at that time. So in the summertime, we want to eat foods that are going to cool our body temperature down. So that way, when it's 90 degrees outside, we're not dying and really, really hot and we can't handle it. And it just the opposite of that, too, in the middle of winter, you know, when it's really, really cold, you want to have heat running through your body so that you're able to handle the really cold, cold weather, too. And so food that you eat goes into your body, and it's all energy. And depending on what food you're eating, you can either create warmth inside your body or you create heat inside your body. So again, here we are, summertime, and we want to eat foods that are cooling to the body. So the question you ask me is, what foods are cooling to my body, right? Think of high water content foods, all right? This would be, best example, cucumbers. Cucumbers are like 90% water. They're diuretic in nature. They're a fantastic summertime food, very, very cooling to the body. Other things would be like your yellow summer squashes, zucchini, celery, all these things have really high water content. This is also where your fruit is. You know, fruit is mostly water, especially local berries here in Michigan. We have blueberries and blackberries and strawberries. All those have a high water content. Again, that's going to help cool your body temperature down. So the exact opposite of a high water content food would be foods that are have no water content whatsoever and are going to make you hot. They are going to literally make it so that, you know, the heat is produced in your body. So foods that are devoid of a high water content would your meat and your dried baked goods like bread and crackers, okay? All those things do not have a high water content. So those are going to create heat in your body. So again, in the summer, those are not the ideal foods for you to eat in order for you to remain cool in hot, hot temperatures. And again, too, in the summertime, This is when we get to enjoy frozen treats. It really doesn't make sense to me in the middle of winter when it's like 20 degrees outside to eat a frozen pie. It just doesn't occur to me because it would just make me even colder, right? But here we are in the summertime, so we get to do that. I recently created this incredible recipe, and if you go to my Facebook page, again, Macro Val Food, I posted pictures of it. Wait till you see this. This is so awesome. The color is vibrant and bright. It is a frozen blueberry ice cream. So I took soy milk and my favorite sweetener, brown rice syrup, and I cooked it on the stove with a lot of blueberries. I mean, I put a ton of blueberries in there. And then I pureed it, and I froze it. And it came out this incredible dark, dark blue color. And it just looked awesome, and the taste is out of this world. If you like blueberries, oh, the taste of this will drive you crazy. It is so good. And if you check that out, too, and go to the store, you might want to pick up some frozen organic blueberries. And the reason why I bring up that point is because sometimes we can't get organic fruit fresh. So frozen organic fruit is your next best choice. And I made this dessert with the organic blueberries, which is, I think, why the blueberries are such a predominant taste. And they're so, so delicious. And being that it's 4th of July, it's really fun to create desserts that are either red, white, or blue, or a combination of all three to celebrate the season. So let's talk about the food of the month, peanuts. Oh, I don't know about you, but I absolutely love peanuts. I snack on them all the time. I love peanut butter. Sometimes I just eat a spoonful of peanut butter out of the jar. And I know I'm not the only one. I know other people do. Growing up as a kid, my dad loved peanuts. I always remember there was a jar of peanuts right next to his bedstand, right by where he slept because he liked to snack on them so much. And it was always such a treat, you know, watch TV and get in bed and stuff. And there's a jar of peanuts and you get a handful of peanuts and you just eat the peanuts. One of my favorite foods. It's interesting, though, that peanuts are actually not a nut. They're a legume. So they're actually in the bean family along with, you know, your lentils and things like that. So being that they're a legume, this is your protein food. This is where you get protein. Protein's very important to the body. It helps build muscles, and it helps create your body being flexible because it feeds and nurtures the ligaments in your body. And we all know what the largest muscle in your body is. It's your heart. So anytime you eat high-protein food, it's feeding and nurturing your heart. Peanuts have been eaten for over 7,600 years. That's a long time. And you know, I always tell all my students, when you want to start eating healthy and you're trying to make healthy food choices, ask yourself this one simple question. How long has the human species been eating this food? If it's been thousands of years, you can pretty much guarantee it's a really healthy food. The peanut originated in Peru, and then it spread throughout the world by the Spanish explorers. Peanuts are an excellent source of resveratrol. I'm sorry, it's hard to pronounce that word, but it's resveratrol. This is an antioxidant, and it has been shown to help protect against cancer, heart disease, degenerative nerve disease, Alzheimer's disease, viral and fungal infections, and can help reduce stroke risk. All those things are in peanuts. Peanuts are also high in pantothenic acid, B vitamins, iron, manganese, and vitamin E. Vitamin E is a really strong antioxidant, and we know that antioxidants are those things that fight off diseases in our body. and vitamin E is a really strong one. Now, it's interesting to note in Oriental medicine and also in macrobiotics, which is where my background is from, there is a really cool natural remedy for weakened kidneys. It is boiled peanuts. Have you ever gone to the southern states, gone down to the Smoky Mountains and down through there, Tennessee? They sell boiled peanuts all over the place. I went on a vacation down there, a few years back, and it was so interesting. There was all these roadside stands that had these big signs that said boiled peanuts, and they have this big cast iron, I don't even want to call it a pot, it's like a kettle, and it's over a fire. It's an actual fire or charcoal or something like that, and the water is just boiling, and there's peanuts in there, and there's salt. And you pull over to the roadside stand, and they take a big scoop, and they just scoop you out some of these boiled peanuts and give them to you. They taste really good. I was surprised because I was kind of thinking, boiled peanuts, what's up with that? But they actually tasted really good. And I come to find out, you know, through studying and everything, this is a natural remedy to help weaken kidneys to get stronger. So that's really interesting. Now, let me tell you about some of my upcoming cooking classes. I teach cooking classes here in Westland, Michigan. I teach classes out of my home, and these classes are hands-on, which means everybody helps participate, make the food. I think you learn more that way. I think you get more experience when you're actually making the food. Classes run from 6:30 until 9 o'clock, and the classes are on Wednesday evenings. The fee is $40, and this includes a meal, because after we've prepared the food, you get to sit down and actually eat the food that we've prepared. You can go to my website, macroval.com, to sign up, or you can call me directly, 734-722-4553. On Wednesday, July 16th, I am doing grilling for the summer cooking class. So grilling is an excellent thing to do in the summer. I love doing it. And if you have the opportunity to have a grill outside, or I really like cooking on an open fire, so I can do any of these recipes on an open fire, we're making grilled peaches with a fig sauce. Oh, you know what? The organic peaches are just now available here in this area. I have been buying organic peaches to die for. I made this incredible peach pie. It was so good. And then also in the cooking class is going to be grilled tempeh served over a fresh lettuce salad and a grilled sweet potato salad. I also have a cooking class on Wednesday, July 23rd. This is leaf lettuce salads as a complete meal. So, you know, in the summertime, this is when we can enjoy more, you know, leaf lettuce salads, more raw vegetables, because those are all cooling to the body. But when I sit down to have a salad, I'm just not eating just lettuce and vegetables. I make a whole meal of it. I add protein to it. I add whole grains to it. I add nuts and seeds, all kinds of things, so that it's a meal. So in this class, we're making kidney bean and beet salad with a tamari basil dressing, a tofu turmeric salad with creamy dressing, and for dessert, a fresh fruit salad, and that's going to be on Wednesday, July 23rd. Now, again, my classes are $40, but if you are listening to the radio show right now and you've never attended a MacroVal cooking class, and you get a hold of me either through my website, macroval.com, or call me, 734-722-4553, I will give you $5 off. You can come to a class for $35. So, again, just get a hold of me. Well, it is time to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to be sharing my recipe for frozen chocolate peanut butter pie with you. Let's go on a break. Hello? Let's go on a break.
Hi, Val. Enjoy your break while I tell the listeners where they can see, listen to all of your past shows.
And you can go to bodymindspiritradio.com. You'll see a host button. And if you just hit that, you'll see Val's beautiful face. And you can hear her past shows, which every time I listen to one of Val's shows, I learn something that, one, amazes me, but two, that I can use right away in my diet and in my kitchen to kind of help me just be a little bit healthier. And I think that's how change happens, just bit by bit. So that's what Val is bringing month after month. All of her shows are there. You can take a listen. She's here to educate and inspire us to start eating healthy and energize our lives. So keep listening for her recipe of the month. She's actually going to give you the exact details. But if you're not in a location, if you're listening and can't write all those down, then you can go to her website and or bodymindspiritguide.com, and the recipe is there for you so you can try this delicious dessert and help her celebrate her birthday. Also, keep in mind that you can visit her website, which is www.macroval.com. And now back with your host, Val.
Well, welcome back, everybody. So I am talking here all about peanuts, and I'm about ready to share my recipe. And remember, if you're listening and you have a question or you just want to talk to me about a health subject, I would love to hear from you. Please call in 646-378-0378. And I wanted to also tell you about the local farmers market. I had mentioned earlier about making a peach pie with organic peaches. Well, I am at the Westland Farmers Market every Thursday from 3 until 7, and that is located right here in Westland off of Ford Road in between Wayne and Newburgh Road. It's right across from the Kroger's. It's very easy to spot visually because we have all our tents there. I make and sell my organic sugar-free desserts at the market. And so I recently had pieces of organic peach pie for sale. I also have chocolate chip cookies, apricot oat raisin breakfast cookies. I make an energy cookie. I also have fig bars, which are my version of Fig Newtons. Everybody really likes those. And I also have organic sugar-free jams. I have a wide variety of those. I have blueberry and cherry, peach, blackberry. I have apple butter. My personal favorite is my fig jam. The fig jam is to die for. It's so good. And I just made peach blueberry jam. So I took the organic peaches and mixed them with organic blueberries. It came out really good, peach blueberry jam. So again, every Thursday from 3 until 7, right here in Westland. And usually once a month, I can go to the Wayne Farmers Market, which is on Wednesdays. When I'm not teaching a cooking class, I set up at the Wayne Farmers Market, which is from 3 to 7, and that's on Wayne Road near Michigan Avenue. Again, if you go to my Facebook, MacroVal Food, I always post when I'm going to be at the farmer's market so you can keep updated with me and you'll know where I'm going to be so you can buy my delicious desserts. Speaking of which, it's time to share one of my all-time favorite desserts, my frozen chocolate peanut butter pie. There is just something about, you know, chocolate, which is bitter, but also it's sweet and it's just decadent, you know, with the peanut butter, which is creamy and just satisfying, and you put those two things together, I'm sold. All right, you got a paper and a pen. You ready to write this down? Here's what you need. The crust is going to be 1.5 cups of cookie crumbs. Now, I always use my leftover cookies and put them in a food processor and just puree them up, and I get cookie crumbs. But that's up to you. You can go to the, you know, health food store or whatever and buy some healthy cookies made with whole grain flour, preferably sweetened with, like, fruit juice, not white refined sugar. Make your own cookie crumbs. You're going to need 3 tablespoons of brown rice syrup. Again, brown rice syrup is my favorite sweetener. It is made from organic whole grain brown rice, so it does not spike your blood sugar level. It's the healthiest sweetener you can use. And again, if you want to go to bodymindspiritradio.com and look up my archive shows, I have done a few shows where I feature brown rice syrup, and I talk more about it and how I use it in desserts. You're going to need 3 tablespoons of rice milk. I like rice milk. If you want to use almond milk or soy milk or whatever is your favorite, you know, go ahead and use it, but I use rice milk. And then you want 3/4 cups of peanut butter, and that's the crust, okay? Now, for the filling, you're going to want 1 pint of a frozen non-dairy ice cream. I like the So Delicious soy ice cream. That's the one I like. It's made with organic soy, and there is no agave in it. I'm sorry, but I will not consume agave. It's highly refined. It's no good for you. Don't use it. And again, my past shows, I've talked about that. And then you're going to want 1 cup of Sunspire grain sweetened chocolate chips. This is a particular brand called Sunspire. You can buy it at your local health food store. Grain sweetened means that it is sweetened with grain sweeteners such like the brown rice syrup. It's not going to spike your blood sugar level, okay? So it's sweetened with actually malted barley and malted corn. That's what grain sweetened Sunspire chips are sweetened with. Now, there's also a topping on this pie. The topping is 1/3 cup of the peanut butter and 1/3 cup of the grain sweetened chocolate chips. So let's make the crust first. When it comes to making crust for pies, it's always easier and simpler to make a pressed pie crust than the pie crust that you're going to roll out, right? So this is a nice pressed pie crust. You take the cookie crumbs, the brown rice syrup, and the rice milk and the peanut butter, put it in a bowl, and you mix it all together until you get a thick dough. Now you're going to take a pie shell and oil it, and then the best way to do this is to get your hands wet, and then you press the pie crust into the pie shell. Getting your hands wet will prevent the dough from sticking to your hands. Now, I have posted pictures on MacroVal Food of me making a fancy crust, and you just take your thumb and your first finger, and you kind of pinch the crust up at the top of the edge, and you get like a scalloped little pie crust. And it looks really pretty, so your dessert looks pretty in the end. Now you're going to take that pie crust, and you're going to bake it in an oven at 350 degrees for 20 minutes. Then what you're going to need to do is let that pie crust completely cool before you put the frozen filling in there, okay? So just let that cool. You can even stick it in the refrigerator to get it cool quicker. Now, to make the filling, you're going to want to take that frozen non-dairy ice cream out of the freezer and let it sit on the counter for a while because you want it to be soft. Once it gets soft, you are going to put that in a food processor along with the 1 cup of grain-sweetened chocolate chips and puree it. What this is going to do, this is going to chop up the chocolate chips into little teeny pieces, and you're going to mix it with the ice cream. So it's kind of like a chocolate chip ice cream. I'm not melting the chocolate chip. You'll have little bits of chocolate in there, little bits of crunchy chocolate in there. Is your mouth watering yet? Oh, my God, it's so good. All right, so after you do that, pour that filling into the pie crust. Then take the topping, 1/3 cup of peanut butter and 1/3 cup of the grain sweetened chocolate chips, and put them in a saucepan on the stove. Put it on the lowest possible temperature. So you slowly melt the chocolate and the peanut butter together, and then you stir it occasionally, and they come together, okay? So you have chocolate peanut butter topping. Now, take that topping and drizzle it over the top of the frozen filling part, and take a spoon and, like, swirl the chocolate peanut butter topping in there so you have little swirlies on top. Makes it look so pretty and picturesque, and you're also getting like that chocolate peanut butter topping like all through the frozen part. And then you take the pie and you put it in the freezer. This is the hardest part because because you actually have to put it in the freezer. You have to wait a couple hours for it to get completely frozen before you can eat it. Take it out. Let it sit on the counter for a couple minutes because it's going to be completely frozen. You're not going to be able to cut it. That's the cool thing about a frozen pie. You know, you got to let it sit on the counter so you can cut it. Cut a piece. Try and make it a relatively small piece because this is really, really rich and decadent with all that peanut butter and chocolate. When you bite into this, you can't help but have a huge smile on your face. I mean, you're going to get the incredible richness of the peanut butter mixed with the sweet chocolate topping, and then you're going to get the frozen taste of the vanilla frozen ice cream with the little pieces of chocolate in there, which is going to give you just a little bit of a crunch. And then, to top it off, you got the cookie crumb crust. You know, eating like an ice cream sandwich where you have ice cream in between two cookies, and it's so good. Well, you get all that on top of the chocolate and peanut butter together. This recipe, hands down, is like one of my best. So now that you have the recipe, go out and make it and try it. And I would love to hear from you. And there's lots of ways that you can get a hold of me. Again, there's my website, macrovel.com. There's bodymindspiritradio.com. There is my Facebook, Macrovel Food. And, of course, you can always call me directly, 734-722-4553. Now, since the topic today is peanuts, which I love, there is some controversy about peanuts, and I do want to address that. Because teaching cooking classes, I'm always in the public, and it's so interesting that I get people ask me questions, and whereas everybody wants to eat healthy, right? That's our goal. So we try and educate ourselves. But unfortunately, if you have too much education, sometimes it's detrimental to your health. So there is a certain substance in peanut called aflatoxin, A-F-L-A-T-O-X-I-N-S. People are afraid of them. Okay, why? I don't know. Because there's a lot of people out there scaring you about things that are not really that bad. Now, again, I have to emphasize and stress, though, that everybody's different. Macrobiotic stresses that everybody's different, and you have to find out what's going on with you, what your condition is, and what's going on with your body, and then make dietary adjustments according to you. Now, there are some people that this aflatoxin really affects, and I understand that. But for the majority of the healthy people like me out there, this has no effect whatsoever on my body. Trust me, if anybody eats a lot of peanut and a lot of peanut butter, it's me. And I don't have a problem with these aflatoxins, okay? What are they? Okay, so they are a natural occurring mycotoxin that is produced by fungus. Did you get that? A natural occurring substance that is created in nature that is produced by a fungus, which means that this natural occurring substance has been around, and we as a human species have been eating it for hundreds of thousands of years, and we haven't had a problem, okay? It is common and widespread in nature all over the place. Now, the places that you will find these aflatoxins are in some crops, such as corn, sorghum, and ground nuts. These seem to be the foods that are most susceptible to this aflatoxin. And it's found in the soil. But what emphasizes it and makes it stronger and sometimes what creates a problem in the dietary consumption of these foods is when these foods are stored and not properly, because this aflatoxin becomes stronger in high heat and high moisture. So they've actually done some studies that when these particular foods are done in a particular drying process and they're stored properly in a completely different way that has no heat and no moisture, they actually minimize the exposure to the aflatoxins. So there's actually less aflatoxins in the food if the food is properly dried and stored. Okay? And they also have found that international foods from other countries tend to be a little higher in aflatoxins than the ones here in America, which is interesting. Now, these aflatoxins are also found in milk, which is interesting to me. Whenever I teach a cooking class, people will approach me and say that they're scared of the toxins in peanuts, but nobody's scared of the toxins in milk. Interesting. Do you think the dairy industry has anything to do with that? Yeah, I think so. Now, the U.S. government does test food to make sure that the food that we're consuming has low amounts of these aflatoxins in it. Again, it has to be under 20 parts per billion. Okay? So, if you are in relatively good health, you're not suffering from any conditions, and you haven't been tested in some way to find out that this substance is particularly toxic for you. Peanut butter and peanuts are fantastic for you. Again, I told you all the health benefits. They're fantastic. They're heart healthy. They have the good quality fat, high in protein, wonderful for you. So I really wouldn't be concerned about the toxins that you find in peanut butter. Again, ask yourself, how long has the human species been eating this? If the human species has been eating a food for thousands of years and we've never had a problem with it before, it's a good, healthy food for you. Let me tell you about another cooking class that I got going this month. On Wednesday, July 30th, I will be at Healthy Jones in downtown Northville. It's a really nice health food store from 6:45 to about 8 o'clock. It's a little short one-hour cooking class where the subject is sea vegetables. I will be making a chocolate candy utilizing the sea vegetable Dolce. Interesting. Yes, I'm putting a sea vegetable in a dessert. But I put such little amount in there, you don't even know it's in there, and you're getting all the health benefits. And then I'm going to make a little hors d'oeuvre with nori. The fee for this class is $10. Now, maybe you don't know what sea vegetables are. Come to this class, downtown Northville. But if you're listening to me and you're not in the state of Michigan, check out my new YouTube channel. Type in MacroVal, and you'll pull up all these little short videos I have. They're only like 2 minutes, 4 minutes, and I have one that's all about sea vegetables. I tell you what they are. I have like 5 different ones. I tell you about the health benefits of it. Just so much information for you to learn from my little videos that I'm doing. So I really hope that you check that out. And if you do go to Healthy Jones, downtown Northville, you will see my food for sale because I also do MacroVal food to go. I cook food out of a commercial kitchen, and I package it in containers, and I sell it there. I sell things like brown rice stir fry, sweet potato salad, my hummus, whipped garlic, quinoa tabbouleh roll-ups, protein bars. All that can be found there. I have another store in West Bloomfield called Jen's Gift of Love that also sells my food. And this information is on my website, macroval.com, these locations. You can look that up. And while you're there on my website, you can also purchase my cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking. Has over 110 easy-to-follow recipes. They're not complicated. If they're complicated, you're not going to make them, right? So I try and make them as simple as possible. So, yeah, check that out. You can pick up my cookbook on my website, too. Well, we're going to go on one more break here. And remember, call in 646-378-0378. Okay, we're going to go on a quick break here.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. You've been listening to Valerie Wilson, a.k.a. MacroVal. And as she mentioned, that's also the name of her website, MacroVal.com, MacroVal.com.
It's a great website. There's just a lot of information with articles and recipes. Of course, she mentioned her upcoming classes, but she keeps it current there, so you can check out what's happening next month if you couldn't join her this month. If you can't attend a class, consider buying one of her DVDs or even purchasing one of her cookbooks. So again, her site is macroval.com. Listen to more of her shows at bodymindspiritradio.com. And I'm excited about the YouTube. It's amazing what she's doing there. I love that you can get, you know, just 5 minutes of information that, you know, makes a difference in your world. Sometimes people do need more. So if you really want to take control of your food and your health, Valerie offers one-on-one consultations to help you take charge and start enjoying the taste of your food and really let your food be vital in creating great health for you. Private consultations are available if you call 734-722-4553. That's Valerie's offices. But if you have a question today and if you want to talk with her, or maybe you've tried one of her recipes and you want to just let her know how great it was, I say great because I've tasted her food, so I can say that. Call into the show at 646-378-0978. And now back with your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back. I think you misspoke, Penny. The phone number is 646-378-0378. Yeah.
Oh, you're right, and it's typed wrong, too, where I was reading it from. Thank you. All right. I'm sorry, everybody. Redial. We're waiting.
Yes.
Sorry, Val.
No, that's okay. I was going to bring you on the show anyways, Penny, so we could chit-chat here a little bit about healthy food and see if anybody has any questions and or peanut butter or peanuts. And do you enjoy peanut butter, Penny?
It's so funny. Of all shows for me to end up, you know, here with you today, our normal producer, Courtney, is out of town, and so I'm here with Val. And I'm actually all of my life I eat peanuts, and they were great. And at some point, I just got an allergy to them. And, you know, so I still eat them now. So it's like I had an allergy and it went away, and sometimes it affects me and sometimes it doesn't. So when you were talking about the moisture and those different things, I'm wondering if that wasn't the effect that I was feeling. So what I was going to ask is that, I mean, I don't remember the word you said, but it was like a neurotoxin or something. What's the actual effects of that?
Oh, it's aflatoxins, and I'll spell it again. It's A-F-L-A-T-O-X-I-N-S, aflatoxins. You know what? Some people will have no reaction whatsoever. The majority of the public out there will have no reaction. Some people, like you, might have a little bit of an allergy flare-up. But if the aflatoxins are really high, like they go over the 20 parts per billion that I talked about, it could be, you know, detrimental to some people. So it ranges in people. But I'm really glad that you mentioned the allergy thing, because I like to address certain issues. And, you know, obviously one of the things that we can see in our culture, and again, the truth is observable. I cannot state that enough, okay? Remember years and years ago, I don't know, this is like when growing up as a kid, and I'm sure growing up as you as a kid and everything, no children had any allergies to peanuts, right? We ate peanut butter sandwiches all the time. We never had allergies to peanuts. We never Never. Okay, do you know what has changed? There's one big thing.
I know that you used to have to keep the peanut butter in the refrigerator because It would separate.
Well, that's natural peanut butter will separate, yes. But the commercial variety out there with all the sugar in it, that doesn't separate. But good quality natural peanut butter should separate, and you should have to stir it. But
okay,
not
so
all,
what,
I
else
mean,
is-
what else has changed? Well, the vaccinations that we give our children, that we start giving to them the moment that they're born,
mm-hmm.
now have peanut oil as an adaptogen in the vaccinations, where the vaccinations that you and I received as little kids had no peanut oil in it whatsoever. They started to put peanut oil in vaccinations, and they started giving large doses of vaccinations to these little children, and it gets injected directly into their bloodstream. So their body creates a defense mechanism to fight that off. So then when the child gets old enough to eat peanut butter for the first time, big, huge allergic reaction. And again,
wow.
The truth is observable because all of us as kids, no peanut allergies. Now a total epidemic where I hear moms talking, saying that they won't even allow peanut butter in schools. So many children have peanut allergies. I don't know about you, but 1 + 1 = 2. And to me, this is observable. This is so observable. And it's also such a shame because growing up as a kid, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I mean, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, you just love them. You just love them. And now our kids aren't able to enjoy that. And that's just a shame, you know.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and, you know, who else knows what kind of mess that has happened with those injections and shots and stuff. So,
right. But I also, though, if you are dealing with a peanut allergy, of course, my recipe could be converted. You could use almond butter. You could use sunflower butter. You know, you could use
Interesting. I bought almond butter, and I don't know what to do with it. It's organic.
Oh,
I bought it at Better Health. It called out to me. You know, it was like, hey, buy me. But I have it home now, and I don't know what to do with it.
Well,
I can make a recipe with it?
Oh, any recipe that calls for peanut butter, you can totally substitute almond butter. You can make your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with almond butter instead.
Wow, that is awesome.
Okay. Have you?
I haven't even opened the jar yet. I didn't even know.
So you didn't even taste it yet, huh?
No, because I didn't know what to do with it. It was, you know, have you ever done that? Something just sort of calls out to you? That's how I felt. I just felt like I was supposed to buy it, you know?
Well, that's your intuition talking to you, and I'm sure there's health benefits in the almonds that your body is just crying for. That's what it is.
And I always pay attention to that. You know, if my intuition just says, you know, extra attention in this area, I pay attention, so that's why I bought it. But this sounded so good as you were doing the show, and my mother used to make peanut butter fudge when I was a little girl. And, oh, my God, it was the best. And that's what this recipe was reminding me of, just that, you know, that taste, you know. So I'm excited. I'm going to go home and make this with that almond butter.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Fantastic.
It would be so good. I like almond butter. Almond butter has a natural sweetness. It's very, very delicious. Now, sunflower butter, which is another substitute that you can use and everything, is okay, but it doesn't have that sweetness where the peanuts and the almond are a little sweeter than the sunflower butter. But, yeah, very, very good. Yeah, any recipe you can substitute almond butter, you know, for the peanut butter. I think you'll really, really like it.
That's very cool. I love the new classes that you have coming up, too. You're so busy. You've got a lot going on.
Yes, very busy. I love the summertime because, again, you know, I love doing the salads. And in the past, when I've done a whole leaf lettuce salad as a dinner, the students are always amazed because, again, I don't just do a salad, it's just lettuce. I mean, I put such a wide variety of things in there. I always have a protein going, whether it's a bean or it's sautéed tofu or grilled tempeh, you know. And then I make the salad dressings from scratch, which is really cool. I make this ranch dressing from scratch, and I use the Veginase dairy-free, sugar-free mayonnaise. And I had my students say, well, this tastes better than any ranch dressing I've ever had.
Oh,
you know?
I need that recipe. I'm going to go to your website and get that.
Well, unfortunately, that recipe is not on my website.
Oh, it's not? Okay, well then, you know, I know your number. I'm going to call you for that.
Yeah. Well, the rest
hey, I want to ask you something that came into my mind when I was gardening, and I found out from somebody else that they had just eaten one of their lilies because it was edible. And it came to my mind, you know, I would like to know which of these flowers are edible and which aren't. Do you do anything with that? Do you have flowers in your recipes or use those sometimes or anything?
Well, I wanted to make mention that the Wednesday, July 23rd class, is I will have the recipe for the ranch dressing in there. But,
oh, wait, okay, when is it? Which one?
The Wednesday, July 23rd.
July 23rd.
The
okay,
leaf
great.
Lettuce salad, yeah. I do not. I do not utilize flowers in my recipe. I think it's beautiful and pretty, and I've seen pictures, you know, of people posting it. And I think, and obviously, the ones that are edible is fantastic. I mean, you know, again, we as a human species have been eating them for hundreds of thousands of years. But I personally, I haven't done any research on it, and I'm not a very good gardener. I would say 95% of the time, I'm in the kitchen cooking. I don't, you know,
and
I don't have I don't have time to be outside. I do have a garden here at my house, and I love, you know, going out there and picking certain things, but I usually have a lot of weeds growing in my garden because I don't have time to go out there and pick them.
That's so shocking to me because, you know, but of course you're going to the farm markets and you're getting everything fresh, and you are also cooking for other people. So
Yes. You
have to spend a lot of time in the kitchen,
right?
That's
my point. I spend a lot of time in the kitchen where I find that people who are really good gardeners spend a lot of time in their gardens, and it should be that way, you know? Yeah.
Right.
Right. So like I said, I do have a garden, and I have yellow summer squash is one of my favorite things to go out there and pick, and I have kale and collards and, of course, butternut squash growing out there, but I also have a lot of weeds.
Everybody has a lot of weeds. Yeah, that's part of the garden.
Right,
like my
exactly.
grandson said, there are no weeds. We just don't know what to call them yet.
Well, that is true because dandelions are an excellent food. They're fantastic for you. But we all think dandelions is weeds, you know.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and, you know, I remember when I found that out, and it's the spring ones. I think, you know, those dandelions, once you get past the spring, they don't taste that great in your salad anymore.
Yeah,
that's
a prime example of eating according to the seasons because dandelions are available in the springtime because of their bitter taste. They feed and nurture the liver, which are the organs associated with springtime. But then after the spring cropped, they don't taste as good because we've moved on to the summertime. So it's an excellent example of how the foods are, you know, correlated to the different seasons, really.
Gotcha. And what about peanuts then? Are they seasonal in any way or not? I mean, just because there's some foods that sort of last. Once the nature creates them, they last for more than a year, so maybe that's a food that is good all year round. Is that possible?
Yes, excellent point. So there are some foods that you can store for a long, long time, so you can pretty much eat them all year round, and nuts and seeds and peanuts are kind of like that, but peanuts actually fall into the category of being a wintertime food because, again, they're an excellent food for the kidneys, and that's the organ that's associated with it. And they have a high fat content. It's good quality fat, but it's a high fat content. And any food that has a high fat content is warming to the body, so it creates heat in the body. But again, they also can be stored for a long time, so we can enjoy them in the summer. So it's not, when you eat according to the seasons, it's not exclusive, but,
right.
You know what I mean? But you want to eat more foods that are associated with summer. And by putting the peanut butter with the frozen vanilla, you know, ice cream, you kind of got summer and winter together, and they kind of balance each other out and kind of melt together and makes an awesome dessert.
I know. I have to remember to actually eat before I listen to your show because that's, you know, my mouth was watering while you were talking about it. I'm like, oh, goodness, I got to get some lunch in here. So what are you doing for your birthday, Val?
Well, I don't have any plans right now. I mean, I always, you know, usually get together with my family. We usually have a cookout, and I think we're going to do grilled portobello mushrooms. You know, one of my favorite things to cook outside on the fire, but
nice.
Don't really have, yeah.
You have to do the cooking because it's your birthday. You should get the break, right?
Well,
you're still the best cook in the family, so you're probably stuck with it, right?
I was going to say, well, nobody can cook as good as me, and they would do it wrong. So, of course, I have to do it. But
right. Well, that's, you know, my daughter Misty is a better cooker than me. She cooks everything fantastically. So I just do the cleanup. You know, I'm like, I'll help in the beginning. You cook, I'll do the cleanup. So hopefully they clean everything up for you.
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah. And, if, you know, there's nothing I enjoy more than cooking, so I, you know, that's what I enjoy. So it's not like, it's such a blessing, and I'm so grateful to be able to do what I love for a living. I really, really am grateful for that.
Wow, and you're really good at it, too. We certainly enjoy and are grateful for the recipes you provide, the magazine. Our magazine is like 1,400 stores, thousands and thousands of people. And so, you know, your recipes are helping them, you know, make their lives a little healthier and make their food taste better, too. That's the cool part. So
yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Totally awesome, yeah. I had a friend pick up the magazine at Dearborn Music the other day.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
I know, yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So, but happy birthday to you. Thanks for sharing so much information with the readers and the listeners. And happy birthday this month.
Thanks. All right, I'm going to recap my cooking classes here. So, again, Wednesday evenings from 6:30 until 9 o'clock here in Westland. On Wednesday, July 16th, I have grilling for the summer. On Wednesday, July 23rd, I have the leaf lettuce salad as a whole meal. And again, that's going to have my original ranch dressing in it that we were talking about. These classes are $40, but if you're listening to the radio show and you've never attended a cooking class before, get a hold of me and I will give you $5 off. And these classes include a meal, so it's a great deal. Go to my website, macroval.com. You can sign up for cooking classes. You can purchase my cookbook, and you can also see a list of my upcoming events. My Facebook page is Macroval Food. Again, I have pictures and step-by-step instructions to follow along with the recipe that's in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide and on my website. Also, you can call me directly, 734-722-4553. Remember that variety is the spice of life, so make it simple and make it varied. I will leave you with a quote from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Every human thought and action is based either in fear or love. Thank you so much for listening. I am sending you all gratitude and abundance.